The word khafir comes from the root kha, fa, dad, and it means to lower something, to weaken, to make something humble or to humiliate. The same root word used to refer to the camel when it lowers its head. Allah is called Al-Khafid. He is the one that lowers and weakens the oppressors and tyrants. He lowers and weakens those who think they are so great and arrogant. He is the one that lowers the rank and status of all those who disobey him. Look what happened to the Pharaoh who thought he was so great. He was lowered and weakened and he drowned. Look what happened to Iblis, Satan. He had such a high rank, but due to his arrogance, his status was lowered to the lowest of the low and expelled from paradise. We may not have the power and money of the Pharaoh, but how many of us have a little Pharaoh in us thinking we are so great and powerful? Just as Allah is Al-Khafid, the one that lowers and weakens the status of those that disobey him. He is also Al-Rafi', the one that raises and elevates the believers that obey him. Allah says in the Holy Quran, خَافِضَةٌ رَافِعَ. It will lower some, خَافِضَةٌ, and raise others, رَافِعَ. This verse means on the Day of Judgment, the arrogant, disobedient, and the wrongdoers will have their status lowered and humiliated, while the righteous good doers will be raised in ranks and status. These two names go hand in hand together, but this will be explained in the next lesson. How should we live by this name? We should humble ourselves before Allah instead of being arrogant. It was the arrogance of Iblis that sent him out of paradise. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "One whose heart is humble, his limbs also humble themselves." We should also do good deeds so Allah can raise our ranks and stay away from bad deeds so we are not lowered in ranks in front of Allah.